Thank you for calling Circa Customer Service. My name is Nina. May I have your order number to pull your account?
Nina, this is Alicia with 210 Home Buyers Warranty. I am calling in reference to work order number
773-8030. 773-8030?
Yes, ma'am.
Hold one moment. I'm accessing your account.
Okay. Rather than dispatching a service
contractor to repair your
existing dishwasher, Ooh. Excuse me. Ooh.
And this is for 430. Lasonia Matthews.
Yes, ma'am.
Could you verify the delivery address?
Her address will be 2696 Treadway Drive. That's in Decatur, Georgia, 30034.
Okay, and how can I help you with this account? This is for a stock page component?
Well, it's for snaking. She said no one has came out to the home, and the work order was actually submitted on the 26th. She says she has not been contacted or anything about scheduling, having an appointment scheduled. So I just wanted to double check and see what was going on.
Okay, because it says it was confirmed for the 29th. Let's see what happens. It says on the 20, let's see what happened on the 29th.
Okay, well,
it says on the 29th,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It says on the 29th, they had a conversation with the customer and she cannot have someone home at this time. She has been trying constantly to get a hold of someone at office to explain she cannot be there. She asked if she could possibly come out tomorrow, so she declined. She confirmed the date, but she declined it. She should have just declined it. I explained
there. She says she needs a later time frame. Because she won't be home during the daytime. That's what she was explaining to me. She said when she called and she was asking to have whatever the appointment would be that was during the day to be rescheduled. She needed it to be rescheduled for later on during the day because she won't be there during the day.
That's a time frame conflict. Because, you know, we can't confirm a time.
What's the diagnosis? Okay, now I know where you're going.
Okay.
So we need to request you're going to request a reschedule?
It never was closed. Nothing has been sent to us that it was closed. It says that you all accepted the work order on the 28th. So that's all that we have. And, yeah, that's all that we have. We have nothing from the actual contractor nobody has went out there, so we have nothing.
That's what I'm asking. She's calling to reschedule because she declined the time frame.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am, and I can conference her in as well.
Okay, let's see. Am I able to reschedule this? Hold one moment. Oh, so we already collected the deductible, the $100 deductible.
Mm-hmm.
You said we have? Because I don't see it on here. Just
no, you all have not even been out there to see her. So she called in. This is how she called you all. So nothing, according to what she's telling me. Now, like I said, I can conference her in so we can get to the bottom of it. But according to her, she said it didn't work out because she needed to reschedule the appointment and she couldn't be there during the time. So I don't know if they came out to try to do something, but we don't have anything as far as diagnosis that anybody has been out there.
No, it hasn't because
nothing
of
for
the
cancer.
No, what I'm asking, on the 29th, she declined the time frame. I don't see how that was set, and the deductible was not collected yet. It says must collect $100 deductible, and that was on the 27th. I don't know who's getting.
She has $100. She does. Yeah, she has a $100 service fee, but it's only she only pay that once the contractor is actually coming out to the home. So yeah, if they didn't come out, then no service fee has been paid.
Oh, that's paid at the point of service, not on the schedule date.
Yes. No, it's paid on the day they go out to do services.
And it's paid to the contractor? To the tech?
Yeah.
Oh,
directly
okay.
To the contractor.
Okay. See, I didn't know that. I'm new, but I'm learning. But I see this.
Oh, no,
I mean,
you're fine.
I'm looking at
I understand.
The,
I'm right with you.
I know the NCC. So deductible is different from non-covered costs. Because those
right,
have to be
right.
paid before the schedule. Before you can schedule.
Those have to be paid. Yeah, those have to be, like if he goes out to diagnose and then they say, okay, well, we have to order this part and that part is not covered, before they can finish the work, she has to pay those non-covered costs so they can finish that work. So, yes, she is liable for that, but the only thing is paid up front is the service fee. And then once the diagnosis is sent over to us, then you know, she'll know about the non-covered costs because we'll call her and say, hey, we won't cover this, and so you are reliable for this, and you have to pay that to them before they can come out there and finish service.
Okay. Now, on this one, since it was May 29th confirmed, but they declined the time frame, I need to see how, because I don't see another ticket. This is on the same May 29th, so I can't even work on this ticket. That's what I was asking you. Do you all, when it has to be rescheduled, do you all send over the reschedule request to open up another ticket?
We can submit for a recall, but like I said, we don't have anything. We don't have a diagnosis that anybody, because if it's something as far as scheduling, it goes through you.
Okay.
Our system still says it's dispatched out to you. So it's not, let me see. Hold on 1 second. Let me see if I can do it. Hold on 1 moment. Let's see if I can resubmit for a recall. Because normally the scheduling goes directly through you. So hold on 1 moment. Comment. Possible recall. Submit.
Because a recall means that we already went out. Or that's not a reschedule.
Yeah. Right. We don't do anything. We don't deal with anything with scheduling. We just dispatch out.
Okay. May I place you on a brief hold to see, how can I reschedule this after it's confirmed?
Sure.
And they didn't go out. Hold 1 moment.
Sure.